Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. In our top spin, it takes a book deal to make Scott McClellan fess up. McClellan was the White House press secretary from 2003 to 2006. During that time, he frequently defended the U.S. invasion and occupation of Iraq. But his new book, titled What Happened? Inside the Bush White House and Washington's Culture of Deception, tells a different story. In it, he says the Bush administration used a, quote, political propaganda campaign to sell the Iraq War. But some say McClellan's confessions are too little, too late. Former counterterrorism czar Richard Clark remarked, quote, when I said it in 2004, McClellan was part of the White House machine that attacked me for criticizing the Bush administration and criticizing the war, end quote.
Are biofuels a step towards energy independence or a scam that's causing food prices to rise? The question is at the heart of a corporate public relations war. On the pro-ethanol side are the National Corn Growers Association and Archer Daniels Midland, the world's largest ethanol producer. On the anti-ethanol side is the Grocery Manufacturers Association, or GMA. Earlier this year, GMA hired the Glover Park Group PR firm. The goal of their six-month, $50,000 campaign is to roll back U.S. ethanol mandates. The PR campaign includes building an anti-ethanol coalition of industry, environmental, and anti-poverty groups. Glover Park also suggested attacking corn-based ethanol through, quote, third-party research that the PR firm would secretly shape. But it looks like they needn't bother. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization released a report that identifies biofuels as one factor in the global food crisis.
Everyone knows that smoking is bad for your health. Now, quitting smoking can be hazardous too. Chantix, an anti-smoking drug from Pfizer, was linked to nearly 1,000 serious side effects over just 3 months. Pfizer had hoped that Chantix would be a major seller, but it doesn't help sales when the Food and Drug Administration releases safety warnings like this video.
Chantix has been linked to serious neuropsychiatric problems, including changes in behavior, agitation, depressed mood, suicidal ideation, and suicide. The drug can cause an existing psychiatric illness to worsen or an old psychiatric illness to recur, and the symptoms can occur even after the drug is discontinued.
Pfizer's not giving up on Chantix, however. The company launched an advertising and public relations campaign to defend its drug. Pfizer has run ads in 5 major newspapers, emphasizing Chantix's so-called risk-benefit balance. Pfizer's also holding roundtable discussions with journalists on Chantix safety issues.
More than 55,000 people died in the earthquake that recently hit China's Sichuan province. But let's focus on the positive. In the aftermath, corporate sponsors of China's Olympics games have improved their public image. The sponsors, including Coca-Cola, McDonald's, and Samsung, had been targeted by protesters concerned with China's occupation of Tibet and its support for the Sudanese government. But following the Sichuan earthquake, those issues have attracted less attention. Olympics sponsors have also made major contributions to earthquake relief efforts. Coca-Cola donated $3 million and nearly 6 million bottles of water, while McDonald's donated thousands of meals. One public relations consultant said that China is, quote, a big market, and companies, if you want to look at it cynically, want to be seen as making a contribution, end quote.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned the Glover Park Group. The public relations firm is headed by former Clinton administration officials and often helps its clients court Democratic politicians. For the government of Colombia, Glover Park has helped build congressional support for the U.S.-Colombia Free Trade Agreement. For Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation, Glover Park convinced Democrats to oppose a new television rating system. News Corp was concerned that the new system might decrease its ad revenue. But Glover Park told Democrats that the system would be unfair to minority viewers. The PR firm created and promoted a front group called Don't Count Us Out, which it claimed represented people of color concerned about fairness in television ratings.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.